This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden said today while he is relieved the federal budget crisis is over for now, there never should have been a crisis to resolve.
The truth is, we shouldn't be here in the first place. We shouldn't have gotten here in the first place. It's time to end governing by crisis and keep your word when you give it in the Congress.
A temporary spending bill was passed just hours before the midnight deadline and signed into law by the president. But three big issues have not been resolved.
Do we make deep spending cuts? Could there be reform on the border with immigration and aid to Ukraine?
Greg Valliere at AGF Investments says if those issues are not resolved, particularly funding for Ukraine, there could still be a shutdown when the current stopgap funding bill runs out November 17th. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Right-wing Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tells CNN he'll force a vote to remove the leader of the House because of his support for the spending bill.
I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
McCarthy was asked about Gaetz's plan by the moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan.
He says he's coming for you. Can you survive?
Yes, I'll survive.
More restrictive gun laws now in effect in Connecticut, says WFSB-TV's Aaliyah Redd.
Major changes include limit bulk purchasing to 3 handguns in a 3-day period, expansion to storage laws, and the ban of open carrying of firearms. Now, that means if you have a permit that you can still carry, but the firearm cannot be seen in public.
Gun rights advocates are suing the state over the law. They say it violates their Second Amendment rights. Former President Carter reached a major milestone today, says CBS's Mark Strassman.
Happy birthday to you.
They're celebrating a birthday in Tiny Plains, Georgia.
Grab a cupcake.
Jimmy Carter's birthplace 99 years ago today. When Carter entered hospice back in February, his family thought he had days to live. 7 months later, he's earned all this birthday fuss. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter will celebrate the day with family, fried chicken, and caramel cake, his favorite.
Federal student loan borrowers have to resume payments today. CNET's Nick Wolny says some may qualify for a new income-based repayment plan.
Previously, your maximum monthly payment would be calculated based on a percentage of your discretionary income. That used to be 10%, and now it is 5%. So effectively, your student loan payment is going to be cut in half.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new federal jobs program aims to mobilize tens of thousands of young Americans to address the growing threats of climate change. Catherine Carley has more.
The American Climate Corps is modeled after public works programs created during the Great Depression, with a new focus on building green energy and climate resilience. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts calls it ambitious, just, and pro-union.
The tens of thousands of American Climate Corps members will not just help us save the world from climate threats, they will help us build a world worth saving.
President Biden created the program through an executive order after the effort was thwarted by Republicans in Congress who questioned its cost. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York says the program is an important part of the Green New Deal, a legislative proposal backed by climate activists.
We are starting to turn the green dream into a green reality. You all are changing the world.
Ocasio-Cortez says the American Climate Corps will focus on equity and environmental justice, prioritizing communities that have been disproportionately affected by climate change. Lawmakers credited young environmental activists for pressuring the White House to create the jobs training program. They're now circulating a petition calling on the president to declare climate change a national emergency. And 5 states have also announced the creation of their own climate corps, bringing the total number of state-level programs to 10. American Climate Corps members can sign up online for paid training opportunities in land and water restoration, energy efficiency technologies, and more. I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Thank you, Don Rue. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Friday. Friday, September 22nd, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north. From wherever you're listening, all across the Civic Media radio network or on the Civic Media app, podcast, social media, however you got here, you're in the state of Wisconsin Sense for the next couple of hours. We will unpack the news in just a bit. Here, let's first tell you what's on tap for this Friday morning. We're going to start with impeachment palooza, because Republicans, no longer content with just talking about impeaching a president at the federal level, impeaching a state Supreme Court justice in Madison, now a few legislative Republicans are passing around a note saying, hey, should we impeach Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission? And it's not just a little check yes or no note. It's a 23-page resolution chock full of stuff you would find in a cow pasture about 2020. Because some people, including in the Wisconsin legislature, are still working publicly and proudly to undermine American democracy. Back at the federal level, we'll talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kiev Akil. He will summarize a week of congressional extremists who are hell-bent on forcing a government shutdown and the pain that would bring to American families and the economy. In our second hour, we'll talk to Mark Jacob. Typical episode title would be Beat the Press. Because they don't seem to mind. They'll keep booking the same old people no matter how untrustworthy they are. And Mark's new column for Courier Newsroom is called Here's a New Idea for Political Interviews, Ban the Liars. He makes the case that media sites don't mind booking known liars on their airwaves so long as it brings them big ratings. We'll also talk about State Superintendent of Schools Jill Underley firing back at the critics of DEI, that's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, as part of her annual State of Education speech. And we'll talk to Dan Schumacher about sports. We'll get the forecast from weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. And along the way, if you have comments on any of these stories or more, you can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can text that as well. Or you can call or text us through the Civic Media app. Download that, listen to any one of our stations there, and then call or text the show using that app as well. Or just send us a note by email. Email us at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook, you can put a comment on the page. We're on the Up North News Facebook page, Civic Media Facebook page, a couple of others. You put a comment there, we may see it and put it up on screen as well. Let's go down to Madison now, where it turns out that Sam Davison has the same bit of, fatigue that I have. I stayed up well past my bedtime because Kathleen Madigan was doing a performance at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire last night, one of my very favorite comedians, and she did not disappoint. Sam, you want to top that? You said you were up late, too.
I was up late, but I don't have near the same level of an excuse. I was just up late watching a YouTube series on steam engines. It happens to the best of us.
I'm just going to let that sit for just a minute. Why?
Well, I don't know. Steam engines are just cool. Like, have you ever just, like, seen an old train and, like, been, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat right there.
Yep. But at no point did it occur to me that I want to go to IKEA and get the parts for one and try to build it. But is that something you might find curious?
Well, I've never actually been to an IKEA, but if they sold steam engines, then I might have to investigate that.
You are missing an experience, my friend. You're going to have to give that a go at some point here. So there was no like special project. I mean, were you just going down the rabbit hole and
pretty
came
much,
up
yeah.
Okay, well, that I'm familiar with. I've been down the YouTube rabbit hole many a time, and now TikTok finally has me swallowed in because the algorithm kind of figures out what I like to see now, and so yeah, there's just way too much time
sucks going. Yeah,
it does. But on the other hand, that's kind of replaced our regular TV because there's just so much, forgive the word in the early morning here, crap that's on TV in so many instances. So why wouldn't you want an algorithm to send you videos that you actually are interested in, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess, yeah. Hey, it's a pleasant morning out there up here on Lake Wissota. It is 60 degrees. Madison is at 65. Waukesha is at 61. La Crosse, 63. Wausau at 55 degrees right now. Wisconsin Rapids coming in at 62. Green Bay is a little chillier this morning at 54. And Hayward is at 51. And again, we get full details of your forecast coming up in just a bit. We have a daily newsletter that you can sign up for. And if you haven't already, head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click newsletter.